Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
My name is Daniel Dalton MacArthur. I'm 65 years old. We're here in St. George, Utah, my hometown, and I'm here with my wife, Bunny.
My name is Bunny K. Ridd MacArthur, and I'm 61. Came down to Dixie College on a scholarship and met Danny.
You know, I was born and raised here. I went to Dixie College, became the X-Club president, and that's where I met Bunny.
Some of Danny's friends were dating some of my roommates, and so they wanted him to get a date so they could go. They wanted to go up to the Lions Club to a dance, and they talked him into asking me to go on the date.
She was very young looking, as she is today. The next day, I decided that I would pick her up in my 1966 two-door Chevrolet. And I says, would you like a ride to school, the two blocks? And she said yes, and her and her girlfriends crawled in the car. She snagged her nylons on my car, and we've been hooked ever since. That's the story, and we're sticking to it.
Yeah, it's the truth.
It's true. So we had six children, and our first one, Bunny, was affected with Rh. She had Rh negative blood. I'm Rh positive, which she was sensitized, and we were not able to get the Railgun shot quick enough that she got sensitized. And so all the rest of our children were miracle babies, really. Yeah, when Jeff was born in Provo, he was born 3 weeks early, and we didn't know anything was wrong, but they said, did you see anything different about your baby? And I said, no, I really didn't. Well, didn't you see all those spots on him, and he was really yellow? I hadn't seen that many babies, so no. Well, you need to come down and visit with your wife. So we went down and talked and went through quite a thing because they said he had one of three incurable diseases. One was congenital leukemia, and a couple of others were incurable, and that he would die before he was a week old. And so we did a lot of soul searching, met with our religious leader, a bishop, and others, and had them come down. We actually named him in the hospital, blessed him, felt like we'd bless him to get better. He had some blood exchanges, and they gradually ruled out each one, and within a couple of weeks, we took him home. Tell him about Heidi. She was the next one, the little girl.
And we had, when it was time for her to come, she was about 4 weeks early. We followed the doctor to Provo. We went up there and had her at Utah Valley Hospital, and she came through it pretty well.
We wanted a big family, but we didn't know. And anyway, we've had others, and they've all had to be born after that in the University of Utah. Bunny was the first woman to go through University of Utah Women's Health Center with our babies. After each time, they'd say, would you like your tubes tied, is what they'd tell her. And she'd say no until after Eric was born. The doctors asked her, and you said?
It's time.
It's time. Before that, she always said, there's one more up in heaven. There's still another one. I can't, no, I don't want it. There's another one. But after this, she says, that's the last one. We stopped at that point and feel very fortunate to have had six wonderful children and now 15 grandchildren. Yeah, and to us, we're happy that these kids are religious. They follow, what they've been taught. They've been raised by a mother that has not only been caring and still does care and watches over them, but does exactly what mothers do, nurture their children and grandchildren. And I'll let you tell you her story of the rest of her education, because I was so proud of her.
Stayed home and raised the kids up until our youngest one was just ready to go to kindergarten, and I decided to go back to college. And three of my kids were going to the college at the same time, so there was Dusty, Jeff, and Heidi and I that went together, and it was fun because I was able to take classes with each one of my kids at different times. And took me a little longer, but I finally graduated from Dixie, and the fun part about it was Danny was on the stand, and he was able to hand me my diploma. So that made it. And your kids, their diplomas
also. I was able to give my
also.
Kids and give my wife a big hug. She was the only child that went through school, but she graduated from Dixie College with her children many years after she had attended before and did so well. Like I say, she's an amazing person. She's my hero.
You're my hero, too.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving southwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.